USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter has been found guilty of manslaughter for killing Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Potter always maintained she shot Wright, who had a warrant out for his arrest, by accident when he resisted arrest, mistaking her service weapon for a taser. The charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. She will be sentenced in mid-February. Fox News legal analyst Mercedes Cohen on the conviction.
What really stunned me is the fact that both charges were upheld and there was a conviction on both. I truly believed that they would have given her a pass on manslaughter one, because that's criminal recklessness, and then convict her of the second. At the end of the day, a life was lost.
Wall Street closing Thursday on an up note, the Dow gaining 196 points. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
An investigation continues into what caused a fire at an oil refinery plant in Texas.
A large explosion took place early Thursday morning at the ExxonMobil refinery in Baytown, Texas, after what local sheriff's deputies called a major industrial incident. At least four people were injured, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. Baytown is located about 25 miles east of Houston, Texas. The Exxon refinery was built in 1920 and is the company's largest oil refinery in the United States. The company's website says it produces 584,000 barrels of crude oil per day. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A winter storm could bring up to 10 feet of snow and a rare white Christmas to millions in the Northwest. The National Weather Service saying the Pacific Christmas weekend storm is expected to hit areas that include Oregon and Washington. Forecasters warning the snow could hit the lower elevations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden says progress is being made in reducing supply chain bottlenecks. Biden adding that some of the steps his administration took are easing some of the supply chain shortages and store shortages across the country. But Jay Foreman, Basic Family CEO, tells Fox News if you are looking for that last-minute Christmas gift, you may still have a hard time finding it.
Probably still tough to get that Xbox or those, you know, one or two toughest toys or items on your Christmas list. But there are plenty of products now in the market. There's lots of bargains. And my guess is that in January, when everybody's getting ready to cash in those gift cards, you might start to find some of those hard-to-locate items.
The surge of illegal immigrants entering the United States isn't unique to the Southwest, as the U.S. Coast Guard is reporting a 1,600% increase in apprehensions at the Florida shores since the 2020 fiscal year. Florida AG Ashley Moody explains what her state is doing in response.
We are dedicating millions to deal with the effects of this disastrous immigration policy. We're trying to determine how we can control those that are coming into our state.
Most illegal immigrants coming by boat to Florida are coming from Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.